We've been looking forward to the next interview, as James is a record collector. I'm a DJ with more than 20 years of experience, worked in clubs around the world, and to come home and talk a little bit of music with a local business is going to be a lot of fun. Manager John Howard is with Flat Black and Circular, and we're going to talk about National Record Day. John, how are you?
Excellent.
I still have a couple of Technique 1200s and have a record collection that you wouldn't believe, especially when it comes to remixes of records. And maybe I ought to dust them off a little bit as we talk about National Record Day. Before we talk specifically about that, let our listeners know about Flat Black and Circular.
Well, we've been kind of a fan that went into the business kind of thing. Been around for 34 years. The original owners, Dick and Dave, started it because they were addicted to buying records and loved music. And that's how I ended up getting a job like 16 years ago there, because I just hung out and bought stuff all the time and wouldn't go away. And we've always stuck with the vinyl format. Ever since we started, we've sold that. We've picked up, you know, cassettes and CDs when they came out, DVDs when they came out. And the thing that is stuck, it turns out, is vinyl. It's back again.
Well, it kind of actually never left. If you're a DJ, there's a place in Detroit called Record Time, which I frequent very often, and I'm at fault for not getting my backside into Flat Black and Circular, because I used to back in the day, but as you mentioned, DJs and music connoisseurs are playing vinyl, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just the casual listeners are back on vinyl. That's the big thing. While a lot of DJs went to digital, another part of the population decided that this was the format to have.
And tell us, how is business in this digital age?
Well, things have changed over the years once again, and now the big thing is kids want to keep their digital, they want to keep their little iPods, but they also want to have it on vinyl. And many new releases are coming out as vinyl with a download. That seems to be the wave of the future right now.
All right. The 12-inch remixes and the albums that you sell, how much are they going for now?
The typical used album, we're mostly a used store. We have things as cheap as $1.50. The typical used thing is maybe $3 to $5. Typical new release is $10 to
$18. Yeah,
it's not going to make you go broke, and considering what the dollar has been worth over the years, it hasn't gone up that much.
All right.
Our 50-cent albums and dollar albums have been the same price for 25 years now.
All right. National Record Day is a special day trying to get folks to come in and have some fun and explore their record store. Tell us about it.
It was started about 5 years ago by some major labels and independent labels as a way of celebrating the independent record store and keeping them vital. At that time, things were a lot more digital, and it was just after the big Napster thing. And they said, hey, let's make a reason for people to come in once a year and boost the sales here and have a party, basically. And they put out special releases that are vinyl only, super limited. Some of them are 200 copies, some are 2,000, but still makes it hard to get. And it's a big party for independent record stores, basically.
And will you see a lot more folks in the store tomorrow for this?
Oh, yes. It's been a rough day every year. It busts records every single year for us. So we expected to do it again. Last year was totally insane, and people lined up down the hallway to get in the morning. This year we're having four bands play as well.
Wow. Well, give us the rundown. What do you have planned for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we've got a local one-man band called Mode Vapid. We've got a local 3-piece called Jack Pine Snag. We're pretty rockin'. And a band from Ypsilanti called Drunken Barn Dance. Kind of party time acoustic rock, and then an acoustic duo from New York called the New Benjamin Britten, who Drunken Barn Dance are bringing with them. And actually, I haven't even heard them yet, but we're going on faith. Good. And we're gonna have about 250 different releases on vinyl that you can only get that day, and maybe some cake or something.
And you'll have music music stations where people can listen to the music.
Oh, we always have that. But yeah. Yeah, that's one thing we've always done at FPC. We have a turntable and a CD player where you can listen to anything in the store before you buy it.
All right, FBC, otherwise known as Flatback Black and Circular. Tell us where you're located and what time you're going to open up tomorrow for National Record Day.
Okay, tomorrow we're going to keep our usual hours, 11 to 6. We're right across from Michigan State Campus on the main drag of stores. We're between Bailey and Division. And for those who hate East Lansing parking, there is a city lot right behind us. That's really easy to get to and get in, and it goes right to our back door.
All right, John, I promise you I will get in there and check out the facility and spend some money. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
And keep those techniques, man. Those aren't made anymore.
I know.
If you get rid of them, we know where to take them.
All right.
Those are great.
Thanks so much, John.
Okay, thanks for having me.